السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم العبرة بالخواتم، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, today is 29th of holy month of Ramadan. It's almost over. Al-Wida', farewell. This is last Friday of this holy month of Ramadan. First of all, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to made a Muslim, granted the wealth of Iman. We must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the bottom of the heart that He made us among the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved and blessed Ummah amongst all the Ummah. Kuntum khayra Ummatin ukhrijat linnas. We must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us As-Sayyid al-Anbiya, Khatim al-Nabiyyin, Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Rahmatul al-Alameen, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a great prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, previous ummah never had such a kind and full of mercy messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us the Holy Quran, the most authentic and beloved book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Kalamullah, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will remain forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility to preserve and protect the Holy Quran till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. We must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us unable to recite, to make the tilawat of the Holy Quran, to memorize, made it easy for us. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُتَّكِرْ, made easy for us to memorize the whole Quran. And this was the month of the Holy Quran. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen and selected this holy month of Ramadan for the revelation of His, of His most authentic book, the Holy Quran. We must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this holy month of Ramadan. Shahru Sayyidu Shuhur. Previous Ummah, previous nation never had opportunity to fast the whole month of Ramadan like we had. We must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us Laylatul Qadr during the month of Ramadan. The ibadat and worship of which is better than 1,000 months of the worship, more than 83 years of worshiping. This golden chance, this precious opportunity of Laylatul Qadr was not granted any other nation. See how many favors, keep on thinking and counting the bounties of ni'mat in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Open challenge. One ni'mah, ni'matan is nakira, one single bounty of Allah. You cannot count. So how many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been bestowed upon us? One after the other. Allah has granted us this whole month of Ramadan to rectify ourselves, to correct our direction of the life. Where are we going? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasten towards us. سَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةِ الْأَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Run, hasten, hurry up towards the Jannah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already prepared for you. Why are you wasting your time in dunya, in worldly things? Utilize every precious moment in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, achieving the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, moving forward towards Jannah and Paradise, which is ultimate goal. Like, you know, which is prepared for muttaqeen. Now, in the beginning of this holy month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutib alaykum as-siyam, kama kutib ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqun. Oh, you believe, we have prescribed the holy month of Ramadan, the fasting during the month of Ramadan upon you, compulsory, as we have prescribed upon those who came before you, the previous ummah. And what's the reason and wisdom behind it? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you may obtain taqwa. Now, one of the general meaning of taqwa, ulama, you know, translated is the fear. Yes, the taqwa, the one meaning of taqwa is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inculcate, implement within ourselves the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum. Wherever you are, Allah is with you. Allah is watching you. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. While he was committing sin, violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, transgressing deliberately, intentionally, knowingly, command of Allah. How dare he? Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. He didn't know when he was committing sin, enjoying his life, that Allah is watching. And his angels are writing, kiraman katibin, ya'lamuna ma taf'alun, every single act, every single deed, every single word. Ma yalfudhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Every single word has been recorded, preserved. It will be presented on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Iqra kitabak kafa bi nafsika al-yawm alayka hasiba. Today you are sufficient. You don't need any translator, interpreter. Read your book of deeds, what we have done. We have granted you the whole life to prepare for our Jannah, which we have prepared before even we send you into the world. The Jannah has been decorated before. And especially for the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorates the Jannah from the beginning of the Ramadan, from the first day of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the first day of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start decorating the paradise for the believers, in addressing the paradise. That very soon, my believers, servants will come to you. Get ready, prepare yourself, adorn yourself, beautify yourself. How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking forward for our amal, for our actions, and what we have done. Did. Now, we have to analyze. So I was saying that one meaning of taqwa is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, the wisdom of the fasting, la'allakum tattaqun, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, u'iddat lil-muttaqin, again, that we have prepared this paradise for those who have taqwa. Taqwa, the other meaning of taqwa, is to prevent ourselves from committing sin. So this whole process of the month of Ramadan, 30 days, that is the, you know, it is the training camp in which one side Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has changed shayateen, devils, thrown into the oceans. They do not interfere, whisper outwardly in our brain, in our mind, in our hearts, and we are free and protected from the devils, whispering of the devil. That one part. Other part is our own carnal loves and desire. Own our nafs, and it is not changed. It is still with us from the day one. Right? So one shaitan, one outwardly shaitan, innahu lakum aduwwun mubin fastanibuhu. That is Allah has prepared for it and prevented us and protected us from the devil, the open enemy. What about the inner enemy, inside enemy? Huma ubarriu nafsi inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu. Hadhrat Yusuf al-Islam, been Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a great Nabi of Allah. He is saying and he is committing, he is admitting, he is declaring that I am not sure about my own nafs. It can misguide me anytime, anyway. So when Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been scared and afraid of his own nafs, who we are. Is our aqidah, faith, is all the anbiya and prophets are protected, they are masoom. They do not commit sin. Allah protect them. Yet, this was the fear of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. I cannot depend, I cannot guarantee of my nafs. How much guarantee you and me have about our nafs? So this holy month of Ramadan was the training by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that control your lust. Control your inner enemy. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a part of the training, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the halal thing haram during the month of Ramadan, during the day. Food is halal, water is halal. Allah ta'ala said, don't eat, don't drink. And whole day, we are struggling from our inner desire. Food is there. Stomach is screaming whole day. Give me food, I am hungry. But we are struggling, telling no, wait till sunset. Our throat is gone dry, is screaming, asking water, asking something to drink. Water is available, there is no one is to watch. We are alone, privacy. Yet we are struggling, fighting with our lust and desire. No, water is there, you are thirsty, but I am not going to fulfill your desire. Wait till sunset, then I'll give you water. So this whole 30 days, my brothers and sisters, that was the training. How to discipline our inner side. How to control our lust and desires. So by 29 days or 30 days of training, now we were somehow were able to control our hunger, our thirst. And Allah Ta'ala says, control your eyes. Do not look at the haram and unlawful things. Control your tongue. Don't abuse it. You are fasting. And when someone is quarreling, fighting with you, just tell him, an asayim. Brother, don't start with me. Don't argue with me. I am fasting. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that during the month of Ramadan, you have to control your gaze and you have to control your tongue and you have to control your hands and legs and you have to control your mind. You have to control your ear. Don't listen music. Don't listen backbiting and quarreling. A person who is backbiting and a person who is listening, both are same sinners. They both get sick. So we have to avoid this kind of gossiping. If someone is saying bad word of someone, say, please, stop it. I don't want to listen to that. I am fasting. So whole month of Ramadan, we were trying to control our limbs of the body. And that was the training. That was the purpose. Why? Taqwa. Prevention. Controlling. Disciplining ourselves. And for some extent, alhamdulillah, we were able to do so. We will stay hungry whole day, we stay thirsty whole day, and try to, you know, control our anger and our you know, tongue and our mind, etc. Now the month is going to over, what we'll do? Go back to the same track? Shaitan will be free? Are we going to grab and hug? Oh, my friend, I was missing you whole 29 days. Where was you? I was missing your company. No one was there to make me enjoy. Come on, let's start overall again. No, it shouldn't be like that. Alhamdulillah, during the month of Ramadan, because this month of, Ulama explained, this month of Ramadan, my brothers, full of blessing from day one. Allah's extra mercy descending 24/7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freeing the people from the hell every single day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting, descending on the lower part of this dunya and making announcement through the angels. Is there anyone asking forgiveness? I will forgive. Is there anyone asking increasement in the risk? I can increase. Is there anyone asking cure from the disease? I can cure. This kind of announcement throughout the year, I mean throughout the month. Allah's mercy, extra mercy were descending. So it said in the during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent that much of mercy. If a person is grabbing and practicing on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstaining from the committing sins, that mercy of 1 month of Ramadan will be sufficient for the rest of 11 months. It can continue that way. And ulama say, it's all up to individual. If he takes care of holy month of Ramadan and pass the Ramadan in the proper manner as described by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and shown practical way by how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to change his physical appearance and his inner sight. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa, beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ummul Mu'mineen, narrated that when the Ramadan used to start, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed, color used to change, face. He just liked to ignore us, the wives. Like he doesn't know us. We are staying in the same house, sleeping next to him. He just used to, you know, no attention towards us. Whole month of Ramadan, he never used to go back to the bed. Whole month of Ramadan, awake and spending on the musalla, crying and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ummah. Whole month of Ramadan. Last 10 days, even more. Last 10 nights, even more. He has to be very generous during the month of Ramadan. More than fasted wind. So, increasement of dua, increasement of the ibadah, increasement of istighfar, increasement of the sadaqah and khairat, that was the mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah. We are ummat of Rasulullah. For some extent, we did some extra salat. Alhamdulillah, Tarawih Salah was extra, 20 rakat, 10 rakat, whatever Allah gives tawfiq. Alhamdulillah, during the month of Ramadan, we used to come to the masjid quite often. We used to make Maghrib, Isha, Fajr in the masjid. It should not happen after Ramadan. We go back to the same normal routine and we say goodbye. We say goodbye to Ramadan, we should not say goodbye to the masjid. We should, during the month of Ramadan, Alhamdulillah, for some extent, we used to recite some portion of the Holy Quran every single day, or we used to listen while we are driving or at home the tilawat of the Quran, because this Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran, this is the month of the Quran, and that's why ulama say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made fasting of Ramadan compulsory to show the gratitude of the revelation of the Holy Quran. Oh Allah, you have granted us such a great book, your speech, your kalam. We want to show our gratitude by staying hungry and thirsty for whole month. So this is the month of Ramadan fasting. One of the reasons is for the revelation of the Holy Quran. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such a great gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. Previous ummah never read the Holy Quran. And that's why they did not show their gratitude by fasting. We have this Quran. Allah has granted us. That's why every year we have to fast and we have to show. This is the annual celebration of the revelation of the Holy Quran. Ramadan actually is an annual celebration of the Holy Quran. Because in the holy month of Ramadan, Quran started revealing. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil mubarakah. Blessed night, the night of power, night of Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started revealing the Holy Quran during the month of Ramadan. And that's why this month became as Shahr Ramadan unzila fihi al-Quran. Month of the Holy Quran. So during the month of Ramadan, Alhamdulillah, we were trying to recite some portion of the Quran. It should not happen that after Ramadan we say goodbye to Quran. Put it away. I'm going to open in next Ramadan. No, my brothers. This is the book for Hudal Linnas. This is the guidance. It's not only tilawat is sufficient, but we have to read the meaning of the Holy Quran, what our Lord wants us to do for Him, for His pleasure. How He will become pleased, how He will forgive our sins, how He will grant us Jannat al-Firdaus. We have to study the book. And that will guide us. Hudal lil-muttaqeen. Guiding again for those who prevent themselves from the evil. Taqwa. Taqwa is prevention. Everywhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the word taqwa. وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي عُدَّتُ الْكَافِرِينَ. Protect yourself. Prevent yourself from the fire which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for the kuffar, for the mushrikeen. Don't go into it. Protect yourself. So prevention, protection requires some effort, some energy from our part. We have, like fire is burning. You know, we have to protect ourselves. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ku anfusakum wa ahlikum naran. We have to protect ourselves. Ittaku, ku means is the sega of hukam, command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amr. Ku, protect yourself. From where? From it, from the fire. So everywhere you will find the word taqwa used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from prevention from the hellfire. And how we can protect? By protecting our limbs of the body. And alhamdulillah, this whole month of Ramadan we have done, so it should not happen. Somehow we prepare and discipline ourselves. So it should not happen. The masjid should be empty after Ramadan. We should not open the Quran after Ramadan. And we should go back to the same track. There is a waste of time, the whole month of Ramadan. We missed the point. We did not understand why Allah sent us Ramadan. Ramadan comes and goes. And nothing changed in our life. Nothing changed in our life. Still same. How long? How far? So brothers, make firm intention and this is a commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, whatever energy and power I gain during the month of Ramadan, I will hold fast, I will continue. And the last thing, my brothers, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed his task of nubuwat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah An-Nasr, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ فَاجَةً فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. We have done your task, O my Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. People are embracing Islam in the large number. Now what is your duty? Your duty is done, completed your task, istighfar, fastaghfir. So Ramadan is done. We did not fulfill the rite of Ramadan. We did not respect the Ramadan is supposed to be. And we committed so many sins unknowingly. While we were fasting, we missed so many taraweeh, we missed so many salat during the day. We did not, you know, particular of everything during the month of Ramadan. We did not respect and honor this holy month of Ramadan. Ask forgiveness. At the end, that's why after the salat is completed, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Astaghfirullah, 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 3 times. Why? He just did good action. He performed the ibadah. He made sujood to Allah. Why he said istighfar? He never committed any sin. No. The way I supposed to make sujood, I never did it. That's why I had to make istighfar. So every good action ends with istighfar. The holy month of Ramadan is ending. We should have the hope of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever broken siyam and qiyam and tilawat of the Quran and dua we have done during this month of Ramadan, may Allah accept it. And whatever sins, knowingly, unknowingly, deliberately, intentionally, we have done, may Allah forgive us. Inna Allahu Tawwabur Rahim. Allah is the one who forgives. Make dua inshallah, may Allah make it easy for all of us.